Today marks the 46th anniversary of Earth Day. Locally, observances are set for tomorrow. The Okaloosa County Earth Day beach cleanup will be held from 8 to 10 a.m. WUWF's Sandra Averhart reports the annual Earth Day Pensacola celebration will be held from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Bayview Park.
The theme for this year is energy, transportation, and sustainability. When it comes to transportation, most people begin their day like this. And then they hit the road. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, in 2013, the last available data, there were nearly 143 million commuters nationwide, including over 8 million in Florida. Almost 80% of those drove alone in their cars, trucks, and vans. Earth Day Pensacola organizer Mary Gutierrez would like to cut into those numbers by encouraging the use of more earth-friendly transportation options.
Obviously, getting out of our cars, especially if it's a single-use or single-occupancy car, using mass transit, riding the bus, riding your bicycle, using your legs.
Those suggested modes of transportation are better for the environment by reducing gas emissions, and they're generally better for public health. At Earth Day this Saturday, there will be information about some of the many local transportation options. Gutierrez says the West Florida Regional Planning Council manages a 10-county commuter assistance program that provides various rideshare and carpooling options.
They'll actually set people up on, you know, if they're going, say they work in Destin, they'll set them up to, you know, carpool together, and they can park at one area, the park and ride, like I mentioned, and then they'll carpool together. Other avenues is like van pooling. A lot of times the military around here will have a van pool where they'll pick up, you know, their younger airmen or what have you who do not have their own transportation, and they'll, you know, get a ride via van to where they need to go on base.
Another preferred method is public transit via the local bus system. Earlier this month, Escambia County Area Transit, or ECAT, unveiled a number of changes to its more popular routes and also announced new service areas and the use of more buses.
Well, it is good to see or good to hear that ECAT is actually increasing their bus routes, so that would allow for individuals in need of transportation or wanting to use the bus, the potential to use that instead of using their own vehicles. So that is a good sign. And again, just as with van pooling or carpooling, that's one less vehicle on the road.
But Gutierrez understands that people are tied to their cars. So again this year, Earth Day Pensacola will feature a display of environmentally friendly options such as hybrids.
I think it will give people that are not familiar with the hybrid vehicles and the variety of hybrid vehicles, the different types. And they're also not just the different types, but the dollars associated with them. Because obviously some are going to be less expensive than other ones. So it's just a matter of preference.
And while Toyota and Honda are the market leaders for hybrids, Gutierrez says there are now many more options.
You know, Chevy has hybrid, Ford has hybrids. So there's certainly a larger selection for people. And people can be very brand-oriented. You know, oh, I just drive Fords or I just drive Hondas. So now there's options, you know, you can get a hybrid if you're just a Ford driver. So that expansion has certainly, we've seen a rise in the number of hybrid vehicles or the available brands and types of hybrid vehicles.
The sale of hybrid electric cars has grown exponentially since 1999, when 17 Honda Insights were sold. A U.S. Department of Energy report shows over 9,000 hybrid vehicles sold in 2000, when the market began to really take off. Sales reached a peak of nearly 500,000 in 2013. And the top seller continues to be the Toyota Prius. People attending Pensacola's Earth Day will be able to get a closer look at the Prius and other hybrid models on Saturday. Also, there will be information on other alternative forms of transportation. Additionally, the festival will feature a wide range of earth-friendly activities, displays, and educational opportunities. There will be water education vendors, gardening demonstrations, and a kids area that features information about the invasive lionfish. The event will be held 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Bayview Park along Bayou Tahar. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.